In 1964, at a time when few writers dared to address the subject of homosexuality, Jane Rule published her first novel, Desert of the Heart. The main character was a woman who, after divorcing her husband, fell in love with another woman. The book was recently adapted into the movie Desert Hearts. Rule has written about lesbian themes in subsequent novels, short stories, and essays. Although born in New Jersey, Vancouver, Canada has been Rule's home since 1956. Her new novel, Memory Board, is about two women in their 60s, a retired physician who is arthritic, and her longtime lover who suffers from memory loss. Rule writes about aging without sentimentality or nostalgia.
I certainly was wanting to focus on people rather than the problem of aging. One of the things that I'm interested in with all my characters is to see them centrally as in their humanness with all the problems and livelinesses that they have. And I don't make an exception for people who are older.
A couple of years ago, your first novel, Desert of the Heart, was made into a movie. Did a lot of new readers discover you through that film?
Yes, it's very exciting. The book I finished nearly 30 years ago. It took quite a while to get it published the first time around. It was published in 1964, and it's been reissued all over the English-speaking world and has a much wider readership than it did in the first place. And it's very exciting to see that a book you wrote that long ago doesn't seem to people out of date but relevant to experience today. So it's been very exciting for me.
Were you out among friends and colleagues when the book was published?
Not officially. You have to remember that in those days you didn't talk about things like that. Certainly among my friends and my family I was, but I was teaching at the University of British Columbia at the time, and someone did bring up the issue after the book came out. And the defense in the department was, you don't have to be a murderer to write murder mysteries. And I think this is a very silly defensiveness, but in 1964, not surprising.
The stakes were really much higher then. There was no gay and lesbian movement. The stakes were much higher, I think, to admit to yourself or to anyone else that you were gay.
Well, it's not very hard to admit if you're in a very happy relationship. In fact, it's something to celebrate, so that it didn't seem to me anything humiliating, just awkwardly private. So that there were social problems about it. You know, we kept being invited to dinner parties with two gay men so that it would all look all right. And it was a totally open secret. But, I mean, you simply dealt in those terms in those days. I got much more restless much earlier than most people, I suppose, and then found myself the only open lesbian in Canada, and therefore anytime an issue came up, I had to address it. So I became a kind of spokesperson for no movement because there wasn't anybody else out there.
Well, how did you feel being thrust into that role?
Sometimes irritated. I don't really feel that my chief job is educating the world about lesbianism or that it should be necessary, but obviously it is. And I think if you're put on the spot, the one thing you can do about it is to be educative as you can be.
Well, you once said that you hate labels that are used to describe writers. You know, women writer, feminist writer, lesbian writer. But if a label had to be applied to you, you'd like it to be Canadian writer. Why do you feel so strongly about that? And what got you to Canada?
Well, what got me to Canada was discovering Vancouver, which is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. And so it was actually the landscape. But also, I was looking for a way to get out of the United States. And you may not remember, but in the 1950s, McCarthy was requiring loyalty oaths and hunting down homosexuals all across the country and universities and the army. It was a very ugly, ugly time in the United States.
Although the movement, the feminist movement and the gay and lesbian movement has had a lot of really positive effects for you, I think that there, one disadvantage that you've cited is the emphasis on political correctness, which you've always taken issue with.
In a sense, being a writer of fiction, I'm strongly opposed to fiction being used as propaganda for any reason. However, I think that if you present any characters gay characters positively, you're accused of propaganda because the spoken and agreed on cliche is that all gay people are sick and miserable. But really, that one line that I must write all my characters to be perfect if they're gay, that comes out of the gay movement, is as silly. We aren't. We come in all different stripes, as everyone else does.
Your novels and essays are now available on Naiad Press, which is a gay and feminist publishing company. Now, there was no such thing when you started writing. There weren't these small specialized labels, feminist presses and lesbian presses. Would you prefer to be on, say, a major commercial mainstream publisher?
No, I have been. I've had a number of my books published in the States by mainstream. Harcourt Brace Jovanovich brought out Contract with the World, which is my last novel. They were happy that the first printing sold out in 4 months, didn't reprint, did absolutely nothing to make the book available to advertise it. And this is what the mainstream presses do. They go for mostly bestsellers, and then in order to make themselves look superficially literary, they will take a novel or two, but they won't do anything about selling it. And beyond that, they don't know how to reach the enormous range of independent bookstores that are now serving special interests.
I would suspect that your readers write you very emotional letters. I'm thinking especially of readers who were first coming out as they started reading you. And it's so exciting to find characters in fiction whose lives reflect in some way your life. And gays have been so marginalized, especially in the past, in our culture, that it's just been impossible to find images of people who were gay. And if you find it, it can be so exciting. So I'm sure you've gotten very personal letters from readers who really wanted to make some kind of emotional contact with you. But it's really hard for an author to pay back emotionally, you know, in the same way that a reader would write in. How have you handled that?
I think it was most difficult for me when Desert of the Heart came out, because, of course, that was a little book out there all by itself without any other books for people to turn to. When you get a letter from a distressed reader or a reader who feels you're the only person in the whole world who understands them, there really isn't very much you can do. You know, when someone is writing you from South America saying they're about to kill themselves and only you can help, it's horrifying. And I think that it was the greatest burden to me after that book came out. I don't get as many distressed letters anymore. I get many more happy, celebrating letters, which are much easier to deal with.
When you were young, did you look for literature that had some evidence of homosexuality in it?
No. I read The Well of Loneliness when I was a kid and was horrified by it.
What horrified you?
Well, I thought, I'm going to have to live in a ghetto and dress up like a man. And I was already 6 feet tall with a deep voice, so, you know, it's just... And I couldn't speak French, and apparently the only people who knew each other were people who lived in Paris, and the whole thing just turned me off completely. And there was nothing else. But I didn't really look in literature for much of anything. I really, when I was a kid, thought that novels did an awful lot of lying about how people really felt. I didn't really understand they were making social comments. I mean, I knew perfectly well that children didn't die so that we would be better people, as they do in Dickens, and I was very suspicious of literature, perhaps because I didn't find people or feelings that I could much identify with.
Well, then what made you want to write?
To tell the truth. Somebody had to.
Well, Jane Rule, I want to thank you very much for talking with us about your life and your writing.
Thank you. It's been a lovely interview.
Jane Rule spoke to us from the CBC in Vancouver, Canada. Her new novel, Memory Board, is published by the Naiad Press in Tallahassee, Florida.